რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
ეთერშია ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. რუსეთის რეგიონული არჩევნების წინასწარი შედეგები მიუთითებს ოპოზიციის მარცხზე. ადამიანის უფლებების სფეროში გაეროს წარმომადგენელი მოლდავეთს მოუწოდებს გაითვალისწინოს დემონსტრანტთა მოთხოვნები. ევროკავშირმა 6 თვით გაახანგრძლივა რუსეთისთვის დაწესებული სანქციები. რუსეთში ელოდებიან მთელი ქვეყნის მასშტაბით ჩატარებული რეგიონული არჩევნების ოფიციალურ შედეგებს. პარალელურად ამ ეტაპისთვის გავრცელებული ინფორმაცია მოწმობს, რომ შედეგი წამგებიანი იქნება ოპოზიციისთვის. წინასწარი შედეგების თანახმად მართლმა ძალამ პარტია ერთიანმა რუსეთმა მთელ ქვეყანაში გაიმარჯვა და კომუნისტურმა პარტიამ, ლიბერალ-დემოკრატიულმა პარტიამ და სამართლიანმა რუსეთმაც მოიპოვეს მანდატები ადგილობრივ საკანონმდებლო ორგანოებში. კოსტრომის რეგიონის გარდა არჩევნებიდან გამოთიშული იყო ოპოზიციური ძალა, რომელსაც სათავეში პარტია პარნასი უდგას. წინასწარი მონაცემებით ოპოზიციამ ვერ შეძლო მიზნის მიღწევა და გაღარიბებული რეგიონის სათათბიროში მანდატების მოპოვება. კოსტრომის რეგიონული საარჩევნო კომისია აცხადებს, რომ წინასწარი შედეგებით პარნასმა მხოლოდ 1.98% მიიღო, ერთიანმა რუსეთმა კი 52%-ზე მეტი. საბოლოო შედეგები დღეს მოგვიანებით უნდა გამოცხადდეს. ადამიანის უფლებების სფეროში გაეროს მთავარი წარმომადგენელი მოლდავეთის ხელისუფლებას მოუწოდებს გაითვალისწინოს ასობით დემონსტრანტის მოთხოვნები და დაასცენს, რომ წინააღმდეგ შემთხვევაში შესაძლოა კიდევ უფრო მეტად გაღრმავდეს საზოგადოების პოლარიზაცია. ზეიდ რაად ალ-ჰუსეინი ამ განცხადებით 14 სექტემბერს გამოვიდა გაეროს ადამიანის უფლებების საბჭოს სხდომაზე. მოლდავეთის დედაქალაქში მიმდინარე აქციებზე დემონსტრანტები მოითხოვენ მოლდავეთის სამი ბანკიდან $1.5 მილიარდ დოლარის გაქრობის გამოძიებას. კიშინიოვში 13 სექტემბერს 20,000-მდე დემონსტრანტმა მოითხოვა პრეზიდენტის, გენერალური პროკურორის, ეროვნული ბანკის ხელმძღვანელის და სხვა ოფიციალური პირების გადადგომა. კრიზისის განმოხტვის მიზნით პრემიერ-მინისტრმა ვალერიო სტრელეტმა 11 სექტემბერს თქვა, მთავრობის ერთ-ერთი მთავარი პრიორიტეტი მართლმსაჯულების სისტემის რეფორმა და კორუფციასთან ბრძოლაო ანტისამთავრობო გამოსვლები 6 სექტემბერს დაიწყო, როცა მოედანზე 10,000-ობით მოქალაქე მოიყარა თავი. რამდენიმე ასეული დემონსტრანტი კვლავ ადგილზე რჩება კარვების ქალაქში. ევროკავშირმა 6 თვით გაახანგრძლივა სანქციები, ვიზების აკრძალვა და ქონების გაყინვა, რომლებიც დაწესებული აქვს რუსეთის პრეზიდენტის ვლადიმერ პუტინის რამდენიმე ახლო მოკავშირეს და სხვა პირებს, ვინც მონაწილეობს რუსეთის მიერ ყირიმის ანექსირებაში და აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში პრორუსულ ამბოხებაში. ევროკავშირმა 14 სექტემბერს განაცხადა ვითარების შეფასება არ იძლევა სანქციების რეჟიმში ცვლილებების შეტანის საფუძველზე. ამ მომენტისთვის სანქციები ეხება 159 ინდივიდს და 37 უწყებას. 28 წევრისგან შემდგარმა ევროკავშირმა ვაშინგტონთან მჭიდრო თანამშრომლობით შეიმუშავა სანქციები. მათი მოქმედების გახანგრძლივების ფონია აღმოსავლეთ უკრაინაში მთელი წლის განმავლობაში უწყვეტი მღელვარება. თებერვალში გამოცხადებული ზავის მიუხედავად უკრაინის ჯარიც და პროვინციულად განწყობილი სეპარატისტებიც რეგულარულად ახორციელებდნენ საარტილერიო თავდასხმებს, სანამ 1 სექტემბერს კიდევ ერთხელ დადებდნენ პირობას, რომ ზავს დაიცავენ. კიევი და დასავლეთის რამდენიმე ქვეყანა რუსეთს ბრალდებენ სეპარატისტების იარაღით და სხვა სახის დახმარებით მომარაგებაში. მოსკოვი უარყოფს ამ ბრალდებებს. ევროკავშირის წევრი ქვეყნების შინაგან საქმეთა მინისტრები სასწრაფო შეხვედრას მართავენ ევროპაში ლტოლვილების კრიზისთან დაკავშირების მას შემდეგ, რაც ერთი დღით ადრე გერმანიამ ავსტრიის საზღვარზე შემოწმება აღადგინა ლტოლვილების ნაკადთან გამკლავების მიზნით. მინისტრები ცდილობენ შეამცირონ აზრთა სხვადასხვაობა იმის შესახებ, თუ როგორ უნდა გაინაწილოს ევროკავშირმა პასუხისმგებლობა ათასობით მიგრანტზე, რომელიც ევროკავშირში ყოველდღიურად ჩადის, და როგორ შეუმსუბუქდა ცირთულეები მიმღებ ქვეყნებს იტალიას, საბერძნეთს და უნგრეთს. ბრიუსელში მიმდინარე მოლაპარაკებაზე განიხილავენ ევროკომისიის წინადადებას ამჟამად იტალიაში, საბერძნეთში და უნგრეთში მყოფი 160,000 ლტოლვილის მთელი ევროკავშირის მასშტაბით განსახლების თაობაზე. მიმდინარე წელს 500,000-მდე ლტოლვილის და მიგრანტის ჩამოსვლა ევროკავშირისთვის მოულოდნელობა აღმოჩნდა და მას სწრაფად ვერ შეძლო რეაგირება. შეხვედრამდე უნგრეთის პოლიციამ განაცხადა, რომ მხოლოდ 13 სექტემბრის შემდეგ უნგრეთში მიგრანტთა სარეკორდო რაოდენობა 5809 ადამიანი შევიდა. უნგრეთში 15 სექტემბრიდან ამოქმედდება ახალი კანონი, რომლის თანახმად ამ ქვეყანაში უკანონო შესვლა შესაძლოა თავისუფლების აღკვეთით დაისაჯოს. ოფიციალური სტატისტიკით 2015 წლის იანვარ-აგვისტოში საქართველოში საგარეო სავაჭრო ბრუნვა 14%-ით შემცირდა შარშანდელ ანალოგიურ მაჩვენებელთან შედარებით. სტატისტიკის ეროვნული სამსახურის საქსტატის მიერ დღეს გამოქვეყნებული წინასწარი მონაცემებით, იანვარ-აგვისტოში საქართველოში საგარეო სავაჭრო ბრუნვამ 6,395,000 ამერიკული დოლარი შეადგინა. ლაპარაკობს რადიო თავისუფლება.
FM It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. Welcome to our show, Border Crossings, with you once again as we start another week together. It's music for your ears. If you'd like to join us, call 202-619-2077. That's our studio phone number, and you can make your request and dedication by calling 202-619-2077. And we'll start off the weekend today's show with a request from Carl Z. Coley, who wrote in to ask me to play this song from Beyonce and Shakira, two superstars singing together. It's a recipe for a hit, if you ask me. This song is called Beautiful Liar on Border Crossings. Crossings, Beyonce and Shakira, two superstars, one hit. That's Beautiful Liar for Carl Z. Coley, who's listening to the show. Beyonce recently celebrating her 34th birthday, but wasn't until about a week ago or so that she actually got to celebrate with her husband. The two of them were spotted in Italy together, having a little belated birthday celebration. And Shakira, meanwhile, is off doing her musical thing. She's making some performances now. This is the first time she's been on stage in a while since giving birth to her second child. And she's looking fantastic these days. And she's working on some new music, too. So looking good, Shakira. She's 30 years old. She gave birth to a baby with her, I think, fiancé. I don't know if they got married yet or not. Gerard Piqué, the footballer, the superstar soccer player. And she had the baby back in January. But she's looking really trim and fit. And so there you go. She's teaching her son, Sasha, who's only 6 months, how to play soccer. And she posted a video on Instagram kicking a soccer ball around with him. But he's 6 months, so he's not walking. Babies don't walk till they're a year. So he's got a long way to go before he's kicking. Thanks for tuning in to Border Crossings. Phone lines are open, 202-619-2077. Give us a call, make a request and dedication. We'd love to hear from you. I know they celebrated the new year in Ethiopia over the weekend. And I posted a little greeting, a lot of people checking in saying Happy New Year back to me. Also want to say Happy Jewish New Year. This week we are celebrating the Rosh Hashanah holiday, which is the Jewish New Year. And in Hebrew, it's Lishana Tova. That's how you say Happy New Year. Joseph is listening in Nigeria. Yao Bebley, also tuning in, checking in with us. J.C. Saul in Ethiopia. Abel Mulugeta checked in on the Facebook page over the weekend. Abdo Afag is with us. Emmanuel Bless Yambasu. Larry Sam, just a few folks who took time to go to the Facebook page and say hello. So a hello back to you. It's facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Donatus Chorbe wants to hear this next request from Jason Mraz, who has been on an acoustic solo tour the last year or so. Not really anything new, just doing his performing thing. Jason is also a farmer. A lot of people don't realize this. He has a avocado farm back home in California. Here's Jason Mraz with I Won't Give Up.
When I look into your eyes, it's like watching the night sky or a beautiful sunrise. Well, there's so much they hold, and just like them old stars, I see that you've come so far to be right where you are. How old is your soul? Well, I won't give up on us, even if the skies get rough. I'm giving you all my love. I'm still looking up. And when you're needing your space to do some navigating, I'll be here patiently waiting to see what you find. Even the stars, they burn. Some even fall to someone who walks away so easily. I'm here to stay and make the difference that I can make. Our differences, they do a lot to teach us how to use the tools and gifts we got here. We got a lot at stake, and in the end you're still my friend. At least we did intend for us to work. We didn't break, we didn't burn. We had to learn how to bend without the world caving in. I had to learn what I got and what I'm not and who I am. I won't give up on us, even if the skies get rough. I'm giving you all my love. I'm still looking up. I won't give up on us, even if God knows
even if the skies get rough, I'm giving you all my love. I'm still looking up.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn. All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, that I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I see you again.
We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it. See you again.
Let me tell you.
When I see you again.
Watch your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken, the love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach, so remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Don't let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Crossings, and see you again right here on the radio every single weekday for an hour, 1500 Universal. Wiz Khalifa, who turned 28 on Tuesday last week, and he's been doing some shows, little club performances here and there, and he got on stage last week with Taylor Swift during her 1989 show in Los Angeles, and went on and joined her, and the two of them sang See You Again together. And apparently, Taylor Swift is not the only one who has sung that song with Wiz Khalifa. Wiz Khalifa, that's the big hit that put him on the map this past year. But Charlie Puth, who appears on the hit version, wrote the song for Wiz Khalifa. Charlie Puth says it took him 10 minutes to write it. Normally, he doesn't take that short amount of time. Normally it takes longer. He said, I wrote it. He told MTV, I wrote it so fast, I was afraid I was going to forget it, so I sang it into my phone. And that's how I kept it. Now, it's interesting Charlie wrote it and was ultimately the guy who was selected to sing it with Wiz Khalifa, but there were about four or five different other artists who did sing that song initially and recorded the demo with Wiz Khalifa. Chris Brown did a version, Trey Songz, and even Jason Derulo sang the song See You Again with Wiz Khalifa, but they ultimately went with Charlie Puth, who was the writer as well. So that is See You Again, a request from Arsim Ethiok Gal, right here on Border Crossings. I want to also say hello to Gino, who's with Maribel and Amelia, and they are in Kuwait listening to 96.9 FM on the ride home from work right now. So hello to those guys. Appreciate you supporting us in Kuwait and for listening to our affiliate 96.9 FM in Kuwait. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings. Janet Jackson's back with a new album. The release date is coming up in about a month. But a lot of buzz and talk about her new album. It's the first new album in 7 years or so. It's called Unbreakable. And Janet has been doing some concerts. In fact, she's got this huge tour. It's a comeback tour. She really doesn't want to call it a comeback tour, but it is a comeback tour because she's been away for a while. And she's announced many different dates. However, and she's done a few shows, she's probably got an ear infection. She's got an ear problem right now. The doctors have said, nah, you shouldn't go on with the show. Take some time and rest and let's heal this. And she said, nope. I'm going to continue to perform anyway, even with an ear infection. She's still going on with the show and doing a great job. Not easy to do when you do the kind of show she does, which requires a lot of dancing and jumping around and whatnot. Now, Felix in Ghana wants us to play Janet's brother, Michael. So we're going to do that right now on Border Crossings. Michael Jackson working day and night along with us here on Border Crossings.
We'll be right back. is Border Crossing on VOA 1.
And I know she'll be the death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know, this I know. She told me don't worry.
საქართველოს არმიაში, რომელიც ყოველ წელს დიდი ნაბიჯებით უახლოვდება ნატოს სტანდარტებს, ჯერაც მოუგვარებელია ხარისხიანი კვებისა და სუფთა სასმელი წყლით უზრუნველყოფის საკითხები.
ხშირ შემთხვევაში წყალი ხდება მიზეზი ჯარისკაცების მოწამვლის.
როგორ აპირებს ასეთ ვითარებაში უფრო რთული სამხედრო ტექნიკური და ლოგისტიკური ამოცანების გადაჭრას თავდაცვის სამინისტროს ახალი ხელმძღვანელობა? უსმინეთ ყოველ ოთხ შაბათს კობა ლიკლიკაძის საავტორო პროგრამას „დაბრკოლების ზოლი“ სიხშირეზე FM 107.4.
It's the weekend. He doesn't have an E in there. It's W-E-E-K-N-D. So it's the weekend. And his real name is Abel Tesfaye, originally family from Ethiopia. That is called Can't Feel My Face. Oh, no. Where's my face? And that is a request from Magiri Machuki in Kisii, Kenya, who's listening to Border Crossings. And speaking of Kenya, I noticed that Marie Kay, who is the president of Princess Incorporated, is located in Kenya. She attended Daystar University, and she was liking all of our stuff on Facebook over the weekend. She must have liked 11 different photos and all kinds of ads, so she had some spare time, obviously, was going through the Facebook page. Marie Kay, thank you very much for checking out our page. Saidu Muhammad Ali, also on the Facebook page, along with Magdalene Salase and Nigus Msigna, and Agari Tesfaye Negya, and Moez Shaab, and Mohammed, and let's see, who else? Tahia Mac Trizzle. So thank you, everybody, for checking out our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Back to the weekend now. His new album, Beauty Behind the Madness, is number one again on the album charts. 2 weeks in a row, the number one album. And here's the skinny on his personal life. He is dating Bella Hadid. Who's Bella Hadid? She's the sister of Gigi Hadid. Who's Gigi Hadid? She's a famous model who happens to be in Taylor Swift's Girl Squad.
these days, but she's also a very famous model. So there you have it. That's what's going on with the weekend. I'm Larry London, and we're back after the weekend here on a Monday. If you'd like to join the show, call 202-619-2077. We're halfway through the Monday show. We've got another half to go. And here's a request all the way from Brazil, and listener whose name is St. Clair. And this request is for Bob Marley's Buffalo Soldier on Border Crossings.
Buffalo Soldier, dread like Rasta. It was a Buffalo Soldier in the heart of America.
Boy Chris Brandon, right now y'all checking out Border Cross.
You got that smile that only heaven can make. I pray to God every day that you keep that smile.
not a thing I won't do. I'll give my life up for you, 'cause you are my dream.
Crossings and a request from Gezid Cho, and that is a song called Next to You on Border Crossings. For everybody in Ethiopia, it is Chris Brown and Justin Bieber, and I thought, well, I've never heard that song before. Maybe it's a new song. No, actually, it was recorded in 2011. Chris Brown, Justin Bieber. Justin was just getting started back then. So Gezid Cho in Ethiopia, thank you for the request here on Border Crossings. And speaking of Justin Bieber, over the weekend he went to Las Vegas to watch his good friend Floyd Mayweather in his boxing match, which he won. And so Floyd Mayweather now wants to retire. He announced today that he's thinking of calling it quits. 49-0, 49 wins, no losses. He said, hey, I think that's enough. Who knows? I mean, you know, I don't know. We'll see what happens there. But Gezid Cho, thank you very much for your request on Border Crossings. We're glad to be with you on a Monday. And coming up next, a request from Yar Alec, who sent me an email from a whale, South Sudan. And he says, Larry, how are you? I want to hear a song from a band called White Lion. And this band is a Danish-American rock band. They got together in 1983 in New York City from Mike Tramp and Vito Bratta. They put the group together, and they've had a few hits on the rock charts over the years. This is White Lion for Yar Alec, and it's called Broken Heart.
To have a little soiree, if you're in the mood, sit tight right where you are, babe, cause I'll be at your door in 10 minutes. Whatever you got on, girl, stay in it. You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a whatever you got on, baby, stay in it. You ain't gotta leave the house to have a good time. I'm gonna bring the good time home to you. We'll have a house party. We don't need nobody. Turn your TV off. Break that boombox out. We'll wake up all the neighbors till the whole block hates us. And the cops show up and try to shut us down. If you're gonna be a homebody, we're gonna have a house party. If you wanna be a homebody, we're gonna have a house party.
Border Crossing Sam Hunt is throwing a house party, and everyone's invited. That's a request from Solomon Rush. And Solomon says, I'm listening to your show with my brother, who's a big fan, and we loved hearing Equismith on the show last week. So, Solomon, thank you for tuning in to Border Crossings. Sam Smith is not your typical country music, or Sam Hunt, I should say, not Sam Smith. Sam Hunt is not your typical country music guy. In fact, he appears on a Billboard magazine cover story, which is Music's Men of Style. And he's wearing a long trench coat, and it looks like biker boots. And, in the article, it goes on to say that he dresses more like a pop star than he does a country music person. They got a quote from Sam. He says, I don't fit the country hat, Western boots, Nashville stereotype. That's not the look for me. So there he is, breaking down the boundaries and reestablishing the trends for country music. Sam Hunt, house party for Solomon and his brother listening to Border Crossings today. Jakir Hussein is a new listener. Jakir Hussein is checking in Barleka. But I thank you, Jakir, for listening to the show and for checking in with us on Facebook. I do want to make mention of the fact that it takes 3 to 5 days to get a song request played. So for any new listener who might just be joining us for the first time, there is a 3 to 5 day wait before we can get to a request on the show. And it is only because of space. Time and space. It takes time to find the songs, and the space on the program is limited to 10 per show, and we get way more than that in requests every day. So we just have to fit them in. So please be patient. Your song will be played. I want to say hello to all these Facebook folks who wrote me nice messages on our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Oahu, England geographer said, I'm Oahu, England, and I am listening in Kano, and so thank you very much for tuning into my show, Oahu. Saidu Muhammad Ali is with us in Nigeria. Sahobi Norima is in Madagascar, and he said, we're listening to VOA Radio, too, here in Madagascar. So thank you, Sahobi Norima. Carl Z. Coley checked in as well as with his request earlier. Jaro Ali Nene is tuned in. Fabian Matsiko, Emmanuel Bless Yambasu sent me a photo of himself. Bernardi Lorm Lamina, Ogwo Ojem, Stephen Samsonic Samson, Edward David Wilson. We heard from Jer Tesfe Negya, who is happy I put up that Ethiopia New Year celebration message, and Kofi Yeboah. So thanks, everybody, for listening. All right, here's a request from Milad of Ethiopia for a Taylor Swift song. And this is a big hit from her 1989 album. Congratulations to Taylor. She just got an Emmy. The Emmys were handed out over the weekend. Taylor won one for an interactive a production she put together called the Taylor Swift Experience. So she got an Emmy for that. And she's also involved in a lawsuit. A DJ from Denver, Colorado, apparently met her backstage, and according to her, he touched her inappropriately. I think he tried to touch her behind. And so, you know, he was escorted out. His radio station management was made aware of it, so he was fired. And he said, I did not touch her inappropriately, and he's fighting this, and he's suing Taylor. So, well, there you go. But here's Taylor Swift on Border Crossings from Milad in Ethiopia. Time to shake it off on The Voice of America.
I stay out too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. Mm-mm. That's what people say. Mm-mm. I go on too many dates. But I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say. Mm-mm. That's what people say. Mm-mm. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music in my mind saying it's gonna be alright. Cause the player's gonna play, 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 play. And the haters gonna hate, 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 baby. I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake.
To the boot, oh rude. I got a girl named Sue. She knows just what to do. I got a girl named Sue. She knows just what to do. She rock to the east, she rock to the west, but she's the girl that I love best. Through the food, home route. I got a girl named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. Got a girl named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me. Yes, indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. Do the booty, oh Rudy. Do the booty, oh Rudy. Do the booty, oh Rudy. Indeed, boy, you don't know what she do to me. To the booty, oh Rudy. 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 Oh, wah, bah, bloom, ah, blah, bam, boom.
Little Richard and Tutti Frutti, one of my favorite ice cream flavors. Wop, bop, baloo, bop, bop, bamboo. Hey, thank you very much for listening to Border Crossings. Hope you enjoyed the music on today's show. Thank you very much for tuning in, and we'll be back tomorrow to do it again at 1500 Universal, so come by and see us. I want to thank Jonah Cummings, our engineer today, and Vince Bonner, our producer-director for today's program. My name's Larry London. Have a great night, and I'll catch you tomorrow at 1500 Universal. This is Border Crossings on the VOA 1.
Რატომ არის ევროკავშირი წარმატებული პროექტი?
The Nobel Peace Prize for 2012 to the European Union.
რას უს საქართველოს ევროპულ სტრუქტურებში ინტეგრაციით?
არი დაუჯერ ჩვენი ქვეყნის ევროპულ მოვალს, იმისაც რომ ჩვენი ქვეყანა გახდეს თანამედროვე, ძლიერი ევროპული სახელმწიფო.
ამ და სხვა საკითხებზე ვსაუბრობთ პროგრამა ახალ ევროპაში ყოველ სამშაბათს. ჩვენს მინეთ სიხშირეზე FM 107.4 და სხვა სიხშირეებზე. რადიო თავისუფლება.